These two comedians are friends, and you may know them as co-hosts of Comedy Central's The New Negroes and Funny or Die's Call and Response. It is returning champion Baron Vaughn and first-time contestant Open Mike Eagle. Hello to you. Hello.
So happy to return, a champion at that.
Nice to be here. I'm going to be a champion too.
So, Baron and Mike, so you two met now years ago at a comedy rap battle. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about this meeting that ended up with you both collaborating on multiple projects. Why?
Yeah, Mike.
Well,
I'm curious about your perspective. I know mine.
Oh, see, okay. So I infiltrated this comedy rap battle.
Okay.
Because I'm a rapper by trade, and the rest of the people in the battle were comedians by trade who happened to rap. So I thought, surely I'll win this easily. And then I got in, and I lost real bad. Because I don't know how to, like, play battle, you know? Like, I was being mean, and nobody wanted that.
You were too good. Your weapons were too powerful.
Yeah, I was taking it way too serious. But Baron really killed it that night. He was playing this old man character who was just riffing and grooving and just making everybody laugh and disarming everybody with charm. And afterwards, I don't know, me and Baron started talking and really took a liking to each other. And I think that's kind of where our working relationship started.
But Mike, I was going to say, because you were like, I actually went in there to take this seriously. You know, you during this time have been recording. You have a new album. I think it's very impressive to put out new work during this time. It's hard.
In that it's slightly not smart. Yes. I agree.
It's hard to get attention these days.
It's a little rough.
Because there's a lot of fires burning around.
Yeah. Literal.
Things happening. Yeah.
Baron, I'm going to give you a hard time for a second.
Uh-oh.
Why? Why start another podcast?
Thank you for
and
saying
by that,
the question.
I mean, by plug. That, I mean, hey, you have a new podcast called Self-Core with Baron Vaughn. Yeah.
Yeah, self-quar, a pun on self-care, because I do ask myself that same question every single day, Ophira, as I think a lot of people are right now in this pandemic, or Panny D, as I like to call it, Panny D and the Rona Boys. You know it's got to end with a Z. Come on, guys. This is an early 92 pop hip-hop band. Hip-hop, you know. Now that we're inside. Okay. So I feel like, you know, since so many people are active and being like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm trying to ask people, how are you doing? That's like part of my way of providing for my community is just being able to check in with people and make sure that they're taking care of themselves. Because you have to be, you know, you have to be healthy, you know, to be stealthy. You have to be healthy.
I always,
you know,
say that every day.
To eat the wealthy. You have to be healthy.
To eat the wealthy. I like that. Well, that is sort of, I mean, in a weird way, honestly, that is kind of what we're doing. We're just checking in. Just checking in. Play some games. You know, that's self-care right now.
Yes, it is.
So should we try one? Should we try a game? See
Let
how we
do?
Do
it. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to work together in this first game. Jonathan Colton will sing you the clues in this music parody called Prom Songs.
So I'm going to perform slow dance prom songs with the lyrics changed to be about things you probably learned in high school. All you have to do is tell me the thing that I'm singing about or the song or artist that I'm parodying. If you don't know either of those, just tell us an embarrassing story from high school and we will accept that as a point. Okay, here we go.
Three-sided shapes that have a right angle. This formula may be of some use. Square A and B and add them together equals the square of the hypotenuse.
I want the falsetto scat solo. Wasn't that? I feel like there's a lot of doing in that song.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the song, but I know the mathematical lesson.
Oh, yes. Tell us the mathematical lesson.
It is the Pythagorean theorem.
That is correct.
So correct.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Classic.
Can I name the song?
Sure.
Isn't it Truly Madly Deeply?
That is correct. Savage Garden, you got it.
Yeah.
Wow, Savage
See
Garden.
See that?
All points. All possible points.
Yeah.
Rewarded. Rewarded.
See what happens when we work together?
Woof, that's the lesson. Seriously.
That's the real lesson that we learned.
That is the lesson that they were trying to teach you with the Pythagorean theorem.
Everyone's got an angle.
That's right. And if you don't, you're obtuse. Hooray!
Oh, yay!
No, bad, bad, bad.
Oh, no, that was a cue.
I'm not going to participate.
No. I don't blame you. Okay, here's another one. I don't want to stay at rest, but that's what I'm going to do. That's inertia. Also, force equals M times A. Every single action has an opposite and equal one. It's mechanics, babe. Seems like stuff moves around this way.
I only have bad guesses.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a bad guess. It's like Newton's law of motion.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
correct.
That
Newton's three
okay.
laws of motion.
Okay, good. I thought I was just pulling stuff that didn't go together.
That's what I thought
was happening.
You did it.
And, of course, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Don't want to miss a thing. That's right. Okay, here's another one.
Ooh, yeah.
My philosophy, life's absurdity, it's all meaningless till we make our own mess. So I'm free, that's true, but I'm angsty too. Just like Kierkegaard, Sartre, and Camus. Simone de Beauvoir articulated all the things that we had to say. No exit from this madness.
Okay. Thank you for naming my two fifth grade obsessions.
Oh, gotcha. Good.
Boys to Men.
Yeah.
That's right.
And Boys existentialism.
Yeah, that is correct.
A philosophical concept of existentialism.
I feel like I would not have known this. I don't think I'd studied existentialism in high school.
Nope, me neither.
No. I said fifth grade. You guys don't understand how lonely a brother was.
All right, here's another one. Sometimes the snow's as soft as brie. Sometimes the snow's a blanket sea. It's the word as that is the clue. That is the difference between these two.
Okay, oof. Language arts now.
I'm feeling
a little activated. I think I got the lesson here.
All right.
So that's the difference between a simile and a metaphor.
That is correct. You got it.
But what the song, I don't remember the name of, although I do know it. Baron, do you remember the name of the song?
Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah.
Another fantastic team effort. I love it. I love to
My
see
goodness.
It.
This is like a very upgraded Schoolhouse Rock. I feel like it was.
It's true.
These could be children's cartoons for generations to come.
I mean.
Right.
That was amazing.
It was very fun.
Mike, you knew everything. Baron
well, only
helped you
Baron,
out
yeah,
a little
Baron
bit.
Baron knew everything first, and I was just following his lead as being a smart person.
I don't know about that, Mike. We lift each other up.
That's right.
Jonathan, let me just tell you this real quick.
Just
drop a ball into cup.
Yeah.
See the water rise like a displaced tide.
Yeah, see? That's great. You're hired.
Yay!
And you were doing that. You were thinking that up in the background while you were talking. That's the thing.
A psychiatrist told me it was called OCD, but like...
We're going to play another game with Baron Vaughn and Open Mike Eagle after the break. Plus, I'll talk to friend of the show, Saturday Night Live cast member Bowen Yang. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.